It's 1997. The New York Islanders haven't seen a Stanley Cup final in years. The franchise is at an all-time low and needed new ownership fast.
There's been a commitment made here in Long Island by a fellow by the name of John Spano.
But there's no way the Islanders could have known that their supposed saving grace would be an unassuming new buyer who would pull them into a months-long con.
Spano was in these circles of people who had wealth, and that gave him an air of legitimacy.
He completely bamboozled the commissioner of the National Hockey League.
It would be a game of false promises, poor financial due diligence, and selfishly milking the resources of the National Hockey League for personal gain. My name's Alex, and today I'm going to take you through one of the biggest scams in NHL history.